أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
لقاء مع وزير الصحة الفيدرالي غريغ هانت، حكينا فيه بكتير مواضيع يعني تشغل شارع الأسترالي عموما وأكيد أبناء الجالية العربية. تحدثنا عن الموعد المتوقع لبدء تصنيع لقاح فيروس كورونا بأستراليا، إغلاق الحدود ومواضيع أخرى. هل يا ترى تشكل أستراليا فقاعات سفر مع دول أخرى؟ يعني كنا سمعنا لما كان الوضع الوبائي مستقر وقبل أن تندلع الموجة الثانية بفيكتوريا كان في حديث عن ترافل بوبل مع نيوزيلند. الوزير توقع زيادة كبيرة بالسفر من وإلى أستراليا العام القادم، هذا كان الخبر الجيد. فخلينا نسمع بداية عن هذا الموضوع تحديدا عن السفر لأنه كتير بهم مستمعينا.
We currently have in place the extension of the outbound and incoming travel restrictions, the outbound ones lasting until December the 17th. And so we look at these in 3-month periods and we don't try to predict beyond that. I apologise. It's an entirely fair and reasonable question. But because the disease progression has changed so quickly around the world, we conquered it much more quickly than expected in the first wave in Australia. It took off in Victoria more quickly than anybody had expected. We have to judge the circumstances. So during 2021, I'm expecting a significant increase in both inbound and outgoing travel to and from Australia.
وبعيدا عن السفر الدولي الذي يبدو أنه ملامحه لم تتضح بعد، قال هانت أنه بيدعم بقوة تشكيل فقاعة سفر وطنية ولكن لا تتضمن فيكتوريا إلى أن يتحسن الوضع هناك.
But we're certainly supportive of domestic travel bubble. We think Victoria apart, there's the case now for a full national domestic travel bubble. We know that Victoria still has to completely get itself into a very strong position. But internationally, we've also discussed this idea of travel bubbles. New Zealand is the first one. We've had discussions with New Zealand. We're progressing that. And we're very open to that possibility. I think that is most likely to be the first nation, and that would then provide a model for other nations.
أستراليا تعمل على خطين متوازيين، يعني لقاح أسترازينيكا أوكسفورد بحال توفر بالفعل، صار في صفقة تم توقيعها بالفعل بين الحكومة وجامعة أوكسفورد وشركة أسترازينيكا أنه يتصنع هون محليا 35 مليون جرعة. سألت أيضا الوزير عن هذا الموضوع، حكالي إحنا لا نسعى فقط لتوفير اللقاح لأستراليا وبوتنشلي كمان لنيوزيلند ولا الباسيفيك آيلاندز كمان حول المنطقة. يعني
we're expecting it in the first half of 2021. We're in particular presuming that it's likely to be available in the first quarter of 2021 with the first vaccines potentially subject to trials, subject to safety, subject to approvals available in January and February for the priority groups. I've had the privilege of working with AstraZeneca and Oxford, as well as talking with the Australian leads of the University of Queensland and CSL vaccine. So in talking with and seeing the data coming out of both of those projects, I think there is cause for genuine cautious optimism. I've until now been very cautious, but as we've seen the data from the clinical trials come in, we see that there's a really strong response on the Oxford vaccine with regards to antibodies and T cells, showing that it's a development of immunity. More to be done to prove it fully, but having been briefed and having been briefed about the safety pause, which is a common thing in vaccine trials with many people, I was hopeful. And yes, Now that's been confirmed that the trials are safe to proceed, and I'm very confident about the effectiveness.
حكى طبعا انه الحكومة ترغب باحترام الأديان والعادات الاجتماعية، ولكن بنفس الوقت بده يعطي الأستراليين الثقة ياخذوا اللقاح بشكل طوعي حتى ينقذ حياة الأستراليين ويمنحهم حريتهم.
So we're not going to make it mandatory. One of the things is Australia has been an extraordinary country with regards to vaccine adoption. And so what we've been able to do is achieve a 94.8% 5-year-old vaccination rate. This year we've gone from 8 million flu vaccinations in 2017 to 11 million to 13 million, and then in 2020, 17 million flu vaccinations. So what that says is that We are a really strong nation in terms of vaccines and vaccination, and that we want to respect culture, respect religion, yes, respect identity and values, beliefs, but at the same time do everything we can to give people the confidence so as they will join in a national vaccination program that will ultimately save lives, protect lives, assist with our health, and give people their freedoms back.
لقاح بحال كان أسترازينيكا أكسفورد بده يحظى موافقة الجهات الطبية البريطانية وكمان الأسترالية، وإذا كان طبعا اللقاح تبع جامعة كوينزلاند بده يحظى أيضا بالموافقات الأسترالية والإجراءات كما ذكرتي حازمة للغاية.
The important thing to note is that every year we have a new flu vaccine. So in any year, the flu vaccine has been developed within the last 12 months. It's in response to the annual mutation. And so we are, as a world and as a nation, very familiar with rapid vaccine development, subject to the safety requirements. And the safety is our number one thing. So right now we want to give people the confidence that any vaccine that we adopt will be safe. It will have been through the clinical trials, the British regulators and the Australian regulator in the case of Oxford, and the clinical trials and the Australian regulators, and then our own vaccine committee. With regards to the Queensland Molecular Clamp.
مقتطفات من المقابلة اللي أجريتها فارس مع وزير الصحة كريغ هانت.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقا. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.